closing records, that kind of stuff. Mr. Whitehouse, come right on down here, young man.
Mr. President, if I may, before he speaks, there's two conditional uses that he is going to report on public comments. Oftentimes, and as you recall, the way the record was left, the agencies submitted answers to questions council posed, and then the public had an opportunity to respond to those agency comments. Many people are passionate when they write and maybe write things that are broader than just responses to those agency comments. So I'm just cautioning you, as you read those, to the extent that they exceed responses to the agency comments, do not use that information in your decision making.
Good morning. So at the meeting of September 17th, the County Council left the record open for Council to ask questions of staff and agencies, as Mr. Morse outlined, and at the December 10th meeting, last week's County Council meeting, the responses were reported to County Council, and a five-day public comment period began when the comments were reported. The deadline for the submission of comments was end of business yesterday on December 16th. I have copies of the responses received. There are 101 of them in total. I will give it to Mr. Moore to circulate to members.
Okay.
Thank you.
And we're talking about conditional use 2176.
Correct, sir. Yes. Okay. Thank you.
So we have the documents. We'll have the documents in hand today.
Yes.
And that record then is totally closed.
If you so wish.
And we will close that record, and then we will move forward with reading all these things, and then we'll come back a later time and make a decision. The next thing is conditional use 2186.
So this is CU 2186 Mount Air Farms of Delaware Incorporated, and at the meeting of December 5th, County Council left the record open for Council to ask questions of staff and agencies. Council gave agencies until the close of business on December 9th to provide responses to questions, and the responses were reported to Council at its meeting last week of December 10th, and a five-day period was given for written responses to those comments, and staff are requesting that that period be extended. So.
Right, because there was something that we left out of the process. That's now available to the public.
Yes, sir, to allow comments on the entirety of the record.
So we would keep it open 5 business days.
If you so wish.
From today, and certainly that will be next Monday, but the county's closed next Monday. So we will set it that the public comments are due, close the business on December 26th at 4:30. Is everybody okay with that? Okay.
Thank you.
And next, sir, old business.
Our first item of old business today is conditional use 2185, filed on behalf of Vincent Kinnack. County Council held a public hearing on December 24th. County Council deferred action for the Planning Commission recommendation. The Planning Commission recommended approval of the application at their meeting of October 10th. The record was left open for a five-day period after the Planning Commission's recommendation. There were no written comments submitted regarding the Planning Commission's recommendation, and the record closed at the end of business on October 15th.
Any questions of council?
Well,
Mr. Burton.
It was also a no-show at County Council.
That is correct.
Right. Yeah. Correct.
Yeah. Okay.
So there is no record for County Council, although he'd spoke at the, there was information in the Planning and Zoning and a recommendation for Planning and Zoning. There was no hearing before County Council for a record.
Correct.
And it's been our policy in that those cases, if there was no record for there to be a denial.
Any more questions? Mr. Moore, you read a short title?
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. An ordinance grant of conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for multifamily, 2 units, to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Indian River 100, Sussex County, containing 3.4516 acres, more or less. Planning and zoning gave recommendations of approval for reasons 1 through 5 and 6, conditions 6A through G.
Pleasure, Council.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Burton.
Second.
Second, Mr. Wilson. Any questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mr. Burton.
My recommendation for conditional use number 2185 would be for denial for lack of a record.
Thank you, sir. Mr. Hudson.
I would second that motion.
You have a vote.
All right, okay, I would vote no based on lack of records.
Okay.
Sorry.
Mr. Riley.
And I will vote for denial based on lack of a record.
Mr. Wilson.
Denial, back on
recommendation. I also, on lack of record, I vote for denial. So the project is denied.
Thank you.
Next, sir.
Our next item of old business is conditional use 2190, filed on behalf of Stephen and Helen Falcone. County Council held a public hearing on October 29th. At that public hearing, Council left the record open for submission of a new site plan. A new site plan has now been submitted and is part of the packet that's before Council members. This, if members will recall, this is the application that was recommended for denial, so from the Commission. So.
Any questions, Council?
Mr. Burton. I do have. I've seen the site plan. I left the record open so that the applicant could address the concerns that the planning and zoning had. I guess my concern is that if if this was to be voted on favorably, for the applicant to then go back to the Board of Adjustment and undo everything that we just tried to do, right? I mean, I think we reached out to the applicant and said, I understand where you are. I know you, if you can make this thing work, make it work. But if you can't, then you can't, because it's a very small, weird-shaped lot. So I do you have any recommendations of conditions that would negate the guy from going, undoing everything we do and going back into Board of Adjustments and say, hey, I need a setback waiver here?
Well, the applicant site plan indicates that they could get it to work without the need for variance. And if the conditional use were to be approved, they would have to go back through the Commission to get the site plan approved. As for a condition to prohibit an application for a variance, I don't think that's possible. It's probably just a more question.
I'm not sure, frankly, that we could put that kind of condition in or make it enforceable, because there are remedies that are allowed in the code for variances, so they would be able to avail themselves of that.
We couldn't, because it fits on the site plan. It fits to our code. There isn't a way to say, well, expansion has to also fit within the setbacks.
If you're getting into a lot of potential conditions that you would want to put on that, if that were your case, I would recommend that you defer on this and then ask that conditions be written to comply and to research to see if that could be done. Because we have no conditions at this point, because it was denial at planning zoning level.
Yeah, okay.
I can add for Mr. Burton, if they were to contemplate going to the Board of Adjustment for a variance, they would have to demonstrate that the necessary tests are met. One of the tests is that it cannot otherwise be developed in conformity with the code. But here we have a site plan and saying that they could develop in conformity with the code. So if they were to ask staff, should we go for a variance, I think staff would discourage that if there's an obvious alternative that complies with the code. So I appreciate the concern, but it would be discouraged, certainly. But as Mr. Everett says, they would have the right to apply. So okay.
When I looked at that plan, is the issue the parking spaces are too close to the line? Is that the issue?
No, I think the whole house is the entire structure is in the setback, right? So if they then expand the thing, which is what they had in the original,
be permitted to expand,
they'd have to go to Board of Adjustments to get a variance. So Planning and Zoning denied the application because it just didn't fit, right? So then I said, look, why don't you go back and take a look at what you have and what you need and come back to us with a site plan that works, right? And they did, which is no expansion, right? So my fear is that whatever we do, if they just turn around and go to Board of Adjustments, and then they're right back into exactly where we began.
Yeah, I see. And you can't prevent them from expanding in the future through a variance.
Well,
is what you're saying.
There are certain tests on a variance who I mean, is this something that you created on your own? And this would obviously be something that they created on their own. So some of the tests that are required would be difficult for them to overcome, but I'm not sure placing this as a condition. I think that, you know, that would be proper. I frankly don't know. So I would want to look at that.
Yeah, I mean, I'm in favor of the application as it is.
I mean, I didn't see a problem with it, honestly.
Right. So I'd just like time to put conditions on it that, I like the application as I just have a fear that we're approving something that's already redlined. Right?
Understood. Yeah.
So let's not make it any worse through approving it with conditions, and I would like to have the deferral time for that.
Okay. Commissioner Moore, you read short title.
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. An ordinance granting conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for an office to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Lewis and Rehoboth 100, Sussex County, containing 0.26 acre, more or less.
Burton.
My motion is for defer for further consideration.
I have a motion. Have a second?
Second.
I have a motion, Mr. Burton, second, Mr. Riley, to defer on conditional use number 2190. Any questions? Take the vote, Mr. Hudson?
Yes.
Mr. Riley?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Burton?
Yes, and I will get it on the agenda as soon as possible.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Our next item of old business is conditional use number 2192, filed on behalf of Thomas and Judy Munch as Napoleon Hernandez. County Council held a public hearing on October 29th. At that meeting, Council deferred for a determination by the Planning Commission. The applicant submitted a request for a rehearing before the Planning Commission, and the Planning Commission considered the request at their meeting of November 21st, and then determined that the request for a rehearing was not submitted within the required 15 days of a public hearing, and denied the request for a rehearing.
And under our code, Mr. President, if someone did not appear before planning and zoning, and after going before planning and zoning did not, if they applied to have a rehearing and planning and zoning denied that, found that there was no reason for them not to have shown up, then the council cannot act favorably.
Right. Understand that? Mr. Moore, your short title, please.
Thank you, Mr. President. An ordinance granting conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district to amend conditional use number 1979 to allow for nightclub type activities and an electronic message center sign to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Cedar Creek 100, Sussex County, containing 3.033 acres, more or less.
Pleasure, Council.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Burton.
Second.
Second, Mr. Riley. Questions on the motion? Which district's that in? That's Mr. Riley's in.
No, Sam's.
Sam's. Oh, it is Sam's, right?
Yes, it is.
Mr. Wilson, you're up first.
I make a motion we defer it.
Defer it?
We've already had a motion that it's been.
It's already passed.
It's not passed. We've got a motion.
The motion would be to deny.
No, we've made a motion. There's been a motion to for adoption, and then it's now time for vote on that instead of another motion.
Right. Okay.
Yes. Yeah. That's what I was.
I guess I'd have myself. Yeah. So, it's you first.
I make a motion to deny it.
Based on.
It didn't show up.
That's correct.
Mr. Huss?
I vote for denial based on I'm not showing up, lack of record.
Mr. Riley?
Yes, I also vote to deny based on lack of record and failure to respond.
Burton?
My motion is for denial for lack of a record.
I also want to vote to deny for lack of record and lack of attending the public hearing. So motion is denied.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Next two items of old business are change of zone number 1895 and conditional use 2195, both filed on behalf of Gulfstream Development LLC, Kent Apartments. Both applications were considered before public hearing before County Council at last week's County Council meeting on December 10th, and County Council deferred consideration on both applications for a period of 1 week.
Questions of Council? Question of Council? Mr. Warby, short title, please, on change of zone 1895.
Yes, an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agricultural district to a GR general residential district for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Baltimore 100, Sussex County, containing 3.93 acres, more or less, for the reasons given by planning zoning numbered 1 through 7.
Pleasure, Council.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Burton. Second, Mr. Wilson.
Mr. President. Thank you, Mr. President. During last week's hearing, there were many comments concerning the lack of discussion about the appearance of the buildings and about whether or not pervious surface would work and the type and length of the leases. Our decision is one based on the land use. We are to determine if it is proper to change the zoning from AR1 to that which the applicant requested and whether or not to grant the requested conditional use then, and what conditions we will impose. This is the first step in the process. If the requests are granted, then the applicant will have to meet with all the agencies that have jurisdiction to draft a plan that both comports to the permission granted by the council, but also complies with the agencies. When that is completed, the applicant will have to bring that plan before the Planning and Zoning Commission in the form of a preliminary site plan approval. That plan will be much more detailed and will be drafted in accordance with the agency's input and requirements. During the hearing, there were many comments about the appropriateness of pervious surface. Some questioned why that wasn't discussed in detail at our hearing. This will be discussed at length at the Soil Conservation District. It will be evaluated to see if it will work, and if not, what other methods of collecting stormwater will be available to the applicant. Based on those discussions and many engineering plans, the district would either approve or demand some other remedy. Likewise, this same process occurs with every agency. If that plan is submitted and approved, the next step is for the applicant to draft special plans for each of the agencies involved and to get their approval. If any of those agencies withhold approval, the final site plan is not approved. In fact, it would not even appear on the agenda. I bring this all up, today because of the confusion with our process, and I want to make sure everyone understands this process. I was born and raised in Bethany Beach and still live in that coastal area today. Became a member of the fire company in Bethany Beach when I was 16 years old and worked my way up to fire chief. And I spent 3 years with the Bethany Beach Police Department and then 27 years with the state police, all of which in Sussex County. I frequent the Muddy Neck, Ocean View area several times a week, as I've done so my entire childhood, since childhood. So I know the area, I know what it was, and I know what it has become over the years. The traffic situation, especially near the beach, can be, well, let's say, trying at times. But it's still a wonderful place to grow up, live, and raise children. I do feel that market rate apartments are needed in this area, especially for young professionals, such as teachers, nurses, police officers, and recent newcomers. A lot of people that come to Sussex County want and need a short-term rental until they find a place where they want to buy and settle. There are schools of thought that density is the fix-all for housing needs. But keep in mind, the coastal area of Sussex County, especially around the beaches, is unique in many aspects. I have given heavy scrutiny to this application, as I do with all applications, and I have some serious concerns. Muddy Neck and Parker House roads are very narrow, with very little to no shoulders, a lot of blind curves, and with increased population and density comes the increased chances of vehicular, bicycle, and pedestrian crashes. I know what the traffic situation was in past years and what it has become. Personally, I disagree with DLDOT's statement about the traffic with this application, which was that the traffic impact in this application would have been negligible. I have looked at what densities are in the immediate area and surrounding areas. Nothing around this property has the density that has been requested. The highest density in the area is no more than 6 units per acre. And in my opinion, the requested density would cause more traffic issues, and 45 apartments on that size property with one entrance and exit trips per day would have a traffic, or would have a significant traffic impact. I also have serious concerns about the type of stormwater management discussed in the public hearing. Pervious surface may be a good application for stormwater management, but testimony was given that this area floods easily. There is also testimony that the ditch on one side of the property is not maintained, and the culvert that goes under Muddy Neck Road is clogged. Mr. President, I have concerns with the density of the project, and at the appropriate time, I will be moving to amend the density.
Okay. Well, we are now under the change of zone. Any questions on that? Mr. Moore, you use your title again to make sure we're on the same page.
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. An ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agricultural residential district to a GR general residential district for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Baltimore 100, Sussex County, containing 3.93 acres more or less for the reasons given by planning and zoning number 1 through 7.
Pleasure, Council.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Burton. Second.
I'll second it.
Mr. Wilson. Questions on a motion? We'll take the vote on change of zone 1895. Mr. Hudson.
Mr. President, I move to grant the change of zone to GR from AR1.
Based on the reasons of planning and zoning?
Yes, based on the reasons given by planning and zoning.
And that's your vote?
You that said is my motion. Vote. Yes, okay. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Mr. Riley.
I'll vote yes based on the recommendation of planning and zoning.
Mr. Wilson.
I vote yes on the recommendation of planning and zoning.
Mr. Burton.
I was not at the public hearing, but I have listened to the meeting and I've read the minutes and I've been to the site. So given the surrounding zonings of HR, GR, MR, and the property located in the developing area of Sussex County, my vote is in favor to rezone the lands of 1895 Gulfstream LLC from AR to GR. The zoning is consistent with the surrounding zonings and with planning and zoning's recommendation.
Thank you, sir. Also, based on the reasons 1 through 7 of planning and zoning, I'm going to vote yes on the change of zone 1895. Motion carried. And next, sir.
Our next item of all business is conditional use number 2195, also filed on behalf of Gulfstream Development LLC, Kent Apartments. This application was considered by County Council at a public hearing on December 10th, and Council deferred consideration for this for 1 week. So,
questions of Council? Any questions of Council? You want to amend something, right?
Yes.
What we have been doing, I'll read the short title, okay, and then the amendment.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. An ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in a GR general residential district for multifamily 45 apartment units to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Baltimore 100, Sussex County, containing 3.93 acres more or less for the reasons given by planning and zoning 1 through 9 and conditions 10A through O.
Mr. Hudson.
Mr. President, I vote yes to the conditional use request.
You need your amendments.
Okay, that's what I was going to do. Okay.
Your amendment.
Okay. I'd like to make an amendment to this proposal, and I want to condition the density to a total of 16 multifamily units. I also want to condition that the applicant clean out the ditch and maintain that ditch to ensure sufficient water flow from the property and the adjacent property.
Okay, now is that just a question? 16 multifamily units, is that the proper wording?
What I would, I have talked to Mr. Hudson, and I would propose that it be amended as follows. There are several things that are in the findings that need to be amended as well because references are made to the density. First, in number one, I would recommend that the number one be amended as follows. The application seeks the approval of 45 multifamily structures with a building on approximately 3.93s, but is being amended as set forth below, which is 16 units on the entire property.
Okay. We should do this one at a time,
yes,
I would think. Okay, that's the first
that is correct.
Motion.
Is that your motion?
That would be my motion, yes.
Okay.
I'll second.
First and seconds it. Questions on that motion?
That's approximately four units to the acre then, right? Roughly.
It's a little teeny bit over.
Well, it's like 3.9 acres, right? So it's like not quite four, which is what GR.
What GR is.
Which is what GR.
Yes.
It's seems much more appropriate size for that parcel.
More questions? Take the vote, Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
This is on this one motion, just about the changing of the density.
I vote yes.
Mr. Riley.
I will vote yes on the proposed amendment.
Mr. Wilson.
I vote yes on the proposed amendment.
Lord Burton.
I'm in favor of the proposed amendment.
I also agree with the proposed amendment. Vote yes. That motion is carried. Now then, next, Mr. Moore.
The next change would be in number four. And add at the end with the conditions attached. It reads, the proposed development will not have an adverse effect on the neighboring properties and communities with the conditions attached. So it's just adding with the conditions attached.
We'll take the vote on that motion. Everyone understands the motion?
I'm a little bit confused on that.
I think what he's saying is that so you're going to read the same thing, but you're going to motion that
right.
Tell them that you got to read the attachment, which is the conditions, which is going to say the number of units you're allowed.
Yes. So we're saying you got to read the whole thing. We didn't want to pass what planning and zoning had. We wanted to make sure that they read the attached amendments that we're making.
Okay. Any questions on that?
So what plan and zoning have? What is
the first part that he read?
Okay.
The proposed development will not have an adverse impact on the neighboring properties or communities. And then he added to that, that you got to see the attached because it talks about the density area going from 45 to 16 units.
But plans only come along before we did.
That's correct, they did.
That's what I'm looking for.
There you go. Any more questions? We're going to take a vote. Mr. Hudson?
I vote yes.
Mr. Riley?
I will vote yes on the amendment.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes on the amendment.
Mr. Burton?
Yes, on the amendment.
Obvious amendment. That's carried. Next, Mr. Moore.
Next, based on Mr. Hudson's discussion concerning his disagreement with the DLDOT, we would strike number five in the findings, which indicated the project will not have an adverse impact on traffic. So that would be the findings portion would be deleted, number five.
Questions on that?
Is there someone making that as a motion?
Yeah, we're going to. So is there any questions on that?
The DLDOT's saying that it should generate less than 50 vehicle trips per hour, less than 500 per day. You don't think that's reasonable based on 16 units?
Theirs was based on 45 units.
Right.
This is, I think it would be.
I just struck this based on your comments that you read a moment ago.
I don't have a problem striking it, I guess, but
we'd just be striking that.
I don't think that DLDOT's necessarily wrong in what they're saying.
Yeah. Okay. You're still okay with that?
I vote yes.
Yeah, no, you'll make this motion.
I would make yes.
Motion, Mr. Hudson, second.
Second.
Mr. Burton, to strike reason number five. Any questions on that? We'll take the vote, Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
I'll vote no on that.
Mr. Wilson?
No.
Mr. Burton?
Yes.
I'll vote yes, motion carried. Next, Mr. Moore?
Next, we are now starting in the conditions. Number 10, A is going to be amended. It now says a maximum number of residential units shall be 45. That would be amended to 16. So it'd read a maximum number of residential units shall be 16.
You had that motion, Mr. Hudson?
Yes.
And a
second,
Mr. Burton. Any questions on that?
What's the height?
The height?
Yeah.
42.
42
feet, I would assume.
42 feet?
Yeah.
GR it is.
42.
In other words, they put 42-foot building there and let it go.
It'd be 42 feet high, yes, sir. That's correct.
Meet those number of units.
They only get 16, and they got to be within code, so. Take the vote, Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
Mr. Riley?
I would vote yes on the amendment.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Burton?
Yes.
I vote yes, motion carried. Mr. Moore?
In 10B, add an additional sentence, actually it's two sentences, which would read, "The ditch on the property shall be cleaned and maintained and not be filled in. If it is relocated, it must be with the approval of the Sussex County Soil Conservation District and maintained pursuant to their requirements." So that would be added to B, on 10B. So currently it reads, "The applicant or its successor as landlord shall be responsible for perpetual maintenance of the development, roadway buffers, stormwater management facilities, erosion and sediment control facilities, and other common areas." And we're adding to that, "The ditch on the property shall be cleaned and maintained and not filled in. If it is relocated, it must be with the approval of the Sussex County Soil Conservation District and maintained pursuant to their requirements."
Motion, Mr. Hudson?
Motion.
That's your motion?
Yes.
I'll second that.
Second, Mr. Riley. Any questions on this motion?
The tax ditch?
No, sir.
No.
It's just a swell, but I mean, on the original plan, it looked like they were going to eliminate that ditch altogether. So, which was a concern as far as stormwater runoff. So I think this is a good amendment.
Any more questions? Take the vote, Mr. Hudson.
I vote yes on the amendment.
Mr. Riley?
I vote yes on the amendment.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Burton?
Yes.
I vote yes on the amendment also. Next, Mr. Moore, is there any more?
There were no more amendments, Mr. President.
Okay. Then I would ask you to read the short title again.
Yes. An ordinance grant of conditional use of land in a GR general residential district for multifamily 45 apartment units to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Baltimore 100, Sussex County, containing 3.93 acres more or less. Since we struck one finding, the numbering has changed. For reasons 1 through 8 given by planning and zoning, with conditions 9A through O as amended.
Pleasure, Council.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Burton.
Second.
Second, Mr. Riley. Any questions? Take the vote, Mr. Hudson.
I vote yes with the amendments.
Mr. Riley.
I vote yes with the amendments as articulated by our competent attorney here.
Mr. Wilson.
I vote yes on the amendments.
You vote yes on the conditional use as amended?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Mr. Burton?
I vote yes on the with the amendments and with planning and zoning's recommendations.
I also vote yes based on planning and zoning recommendations and the amended conditions. Motion carried.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
And that is all about old business. Thank you.
Enjoy the rest of your day.
Thank you.
Thank you.